It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence, remembering gifted filmmaker and entertainer David Lynch. He passed away last week at 78, and David was also way into meditating, not just any meditation either, but TM, Transcendental Meditation, and that's actually what brought him to us in 2010. Money from his foundation was helping to fund a meditation program at the Kanui Kapono Public Charter School on the Garden Isle. We'll hear about that and more as we dial back to that conversation 15 years ago and remember David Lynch here on HPR.
Well, the David Lynch Foundation for Consciousness-Based Education and World Peace funds Quiet Time Program, Transcendental Meditation for students all around the world. And to date, we've helped start about 100,000 students around the world, and 48 of them, students and faculty and administrators, have started in Hawaii.
You have mentioned it many times before, but I'm hoping you'll tell the story here, that Transcendental Meditation goes back in your life a number of decades.
Right. Well, there's a bunch of things, but I started meditating, Transcendental Meditation, in 1973 on July 1st, a beautiful sunny Saturday morning here in Los Angeles at the Transcendental Meditation Center. I heard the word enlightenment, which is the full potential of the human being, and I heard this phrase, true happiness is not out there where we always are trying to find it. And sometimes we find it, but we notice it changes, it goes. We live in the field of relativity, field of change. But true happiness lies within. And I thought about this phrase. It had a ring of truth. But they don't tell you where the within is, and they don't tell you how to get there. And I finally hit me that maybe meditation is the way to go within and get that. And there's many, many, many different kinds of meditation. But from reading and asking questions and going here and going there, I found Transcendental Meditation because my sister had started. And now there's like 600 or 700 studies on, you know, the benefits of Transcendental Meditation and studies verifying this technique. Now there's brain research. And the very, very important thing, when a human being truly transcends, if they're hooked to the EEG machine, it's the only experience, transcending is the only experience that utilizes the full brain. Boom, total brain coherence. Anything else we do uses a little tiny particular part of the brain. Transcending uses the whole brain. So it tells you something about how important this deepest level of life is, unbounded, infinite consciousness, pure love, infinite happiness, infinite intelligence, all within the human being. Transcendental meditation is just a technique, a key to open the door to that. You have that experience every day, and life gets better. IQ can go up. Relationships improve. More and more energy. People are so tired and stressed these days. It just blows that negativity away. People can start enjoying life, see a bigger and bigger picture. The world looks better and better, and it's right there within every human being. So I was running out of happiness, and I didn't know what was, you know, why I wasn't happy inside. I felt hollow. And so it drove me to this technique, and right away, Dave, things truly started getting better. And if you want to learn, you'll learn. And there's a fee to learn because the teachers get money, and the worldwide organization gets some of that money. But if you are, you know, if you're a hardship case, you can get a reduced fee, and you can also write to the David Lynch Foundation, and we'll try to help you even more.
On behalf of TM, you organized the only event ever where Sir Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, April 4th, 2009, reunited the Change Begins Within fundraising event. Some of the first public figures to really bring that TM experience to Americans.
Right. I did not organize. I played a part in organizing it, but a lot of great people worked to put that concert together. And so it was a very, very important concert, April 4th, as you said, at Radio City Music Hall. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night. And the Beatles and Donovan did bring Transcendental Meditation to the West, and they're still meditating away.
So both of those guys are still practicers.
Yes.
Well, that's a great thing. Thank you so much, David.
Fantastic. You're a good guy, Dave, and I really appreciate this.
I really appreciate it, too. It's been a pleasure getting to speak with you.
Good deal. Aloha. This is David Lynch, and you all are listening to my good friend, Dave Lawrence.